I'm Aaron Schachter in for Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The Chinese government says it's targeting both tigers and flies. Translation, Beijing is cracking down on corrupt government officials, large and small. One of the biggest tigers in the crosshairs right now is China's former security chief, Zhou Yongkang. He's under house arrest. But get this, at the same time, Chinese authorities are also cracking down hard on anti-corruption activists, specifically a loosely knit activist group called the New Citizens Movement. Sophie Richardson is China director at Human Rights Watch. I asked her to explain who these activists are and what they want.
It's a very loose-knit group, as you've said, of lawyers, writers, concerned citizens, bloggers, all across the country who've essentially started to come together, typically over meals, essentially to talk about what it means to be a good citizen and how to, within the confines of existing law, hold the government to account. And they've settled in the last year or so around a couple of particular issues, one of which is public asset disclosure by officials. And this is really the issue that has caught the ire of local and national authorities, the idea that they have to disclose how they've made their money, bought their houses, come to possess expensive watches on ostensibly meager government salaries.
But isn't this just what the central government is asking for as well, transparency and good governance?
It's a great question. Xi Jinping has made numerous speeches about the importance of cracking down on corruption, and he's running the country. These people in the New Citizens Movement have essentially said the same thing and are facing prison sentences. And I think what we can take away from this is that from the senior levels of the government on down, it's the party that will decide who gets to talk about corruption, who gets prosecuted, and who is not allowed to be part of that discussion.
You mentioned that these activists from the New Citizens Movement get together over meals, kind of dinner party-like. It all sounds very tame and maybe a little New Agey. Why are they so dangerous? Are they doing other things as well?
The Chinese government reserves particular hostility for any sort of organized effort. And so while these people were in their hometowns and cities and talking in very informal ways to each other, I think they weren't considered particularly problematic. When they started to come together in a slightly more organized fashion to talk across provincial lines, that's when I think the authorities started to get more nervous. But part of what concerns us about the prosecutions and the sentences that we're seeing these people get is that they are the moderate middle. These are not people who are calling for the overthrow of the party. These are not people who are engaging in any kind of violence. And the fact that even this kind of activism is so intolerable to the authorities, I think, is a distressing sign of what Xi Jinping's tenure is going to be like.
Sophie, just how much trouble are these New Citizens Movement folks in, do you think?
Members in the New Citizens Movement are being prosecuted for behavior that is entirely protected under Chinese law. And the idea that somebody like Xu Zhiyong, who's a lawyer who has pressed for public asset disclosure and who has defended people in some very straightforward cases, is going to spend the next 4 years sitting in prison is not only, I think, a powerful statement of the Chinese government's disregard for the rule of law, but I think it's also a very disturbing indication of an unwillingness to tolerate or take advantage of peaceful criticism. You know, some of the people who are going to jail now are precisely the kinds of people the Chinese government needs to continue this very difficult transition of economic change, of urbanization, of trying to develop some sort of predictable legal framework. It's not going to survive this transition without these kinds of people, and yet it's precisely these people who are being sent to jail.
Sophie Richardson is China director at Human Rights Watch. Sophie, thanks so much.
A pleasure to be with you.